The March 18th event that we've been waiting such a long time for. It's a little bit unfortunate that the Grizzlies had such great playoff success that they wound up being in Brooks that night. But yourself, many volunteers from around the community were here as Gord Bamford, country music star, put on a great concert. Brian Burke from the Calgary Flames was here for some hockey talk. It was honky tonk and hockey talk. Your thoughts once all of the work was done and you finally got to watch the finished project there as on Saturday night.
Yeah, it was incredible. First of all, like, thanks to the Innisfail Eagles working with them. Sutter was amazing for us. The Calgary Flames, they were absolutely pivotal in that event for us, and can't thank them enough. This place was transformed. We had the flooring down. The light show from Bamford's crew was amazing. The sound quality was amazing. And I've heard nothing but positive things so far back from how that concert ran. And even Bamford, we were talking to him after, and he said, you know, why isn't this more of a concert facility? Because he loved playing here, so.
Yeah, I think first time that I can remember, you've lived in the community longer than I have. Have you ever had the chance where they've put down the floorboards over top of the ice and had an event like that?
No, I'd say the most comparable thing might have been the old days of the fair when they had the cabaret in here, but nothing on the same scale. And he brought his full world tour trailer with him, and the setup was incredible, and it was just an A-class show from start to finish for us. So,
and it was a fundraiser for the Innisfail Eagles, the Olds Grizzlies, and minor hockey, but more importantly, an event for these communities to work together. How many volunteers did you have help out, and what would you like to say to them? Because obviously it wouldn't have been possible.
Well, first of all, we'll say thank you, like a big, big thank you. But yeah, it started out Friday night. We had about 30 people here. We were here from 9 o'clock till past midnight. Then we got back here 6 in the morning. We had over 110 volunteers during the event, 40 volunteers in the morning, and again, probably close to 40 or 50 people here on Sunday throughout the day to clean up. And by mid-afternoon in here, you would never know that this big event was in the place. But a big thanks to them. The other one that I definitely want to say thank you to is our town staff in the arena here, because they worked overtime. They helped us with everything and a smile on their face. And on Sunday, all said and done, they were still smiling and happy to do it just because of the successful event. So 100% thanks to our volunteer and to the town for helping us put this on.
So honky-tonk and honky-tonk, approximately how many people were here on Saturday night, and just how successful was the event?
Yeah, it was really tough. We didn't have an official count based on the way the tickets were distributed, but it was well over 1,000. We're going to guess maybe in that 1,000 to 1,100 range, just judging by how many seats we had with the empty ones and then looking at the stands. But it was pretty good. I know that there was fun to be had by all. What I was impressed with was the cabaret part. A lot of people stuck around after the dance floor was full right until closing time, 1 in the morning. So it was definitely a success that way. We could have had more in the building for sure, but that just made it more comfortable too for anyone who was here. A little more elbow room in the stands.
So you had an event for the sponsors, I think, in the evening. Then you had Brian Burke and then Gord Bamford in here. What stood out to you?
Yeah, the Grouchy Daddy's Event Center put on a dinner for everyone. We had a lot of new sponsors in the building, some that were Innisfail Eagle sponsors, a lot were the Flames supporters. So it was a nice mix of new people in the building, too, that we don't normally see here. And I think some of the other things, we had two jerseys. Brian Burke said, "I'll get anyone on Team USA to sign these jerseys if you buy them." So the first one we had, was $8,000 that went for in the live bid auction. And then a secondary guy bid another $8,000 to get a second jersey for eight. So right there was $16,000 of just a live bid. And it was pretty cool to have someone who could say, "I will get any player on Team USA to sign this for you." And that's just connections that, you know, we can't put a value on those.
Yeah, Brian Sutter and Brian Burke at previous Innisfail Eagles events that we've been together on. You know, Brian Burke's been very generous to help out the Eagles with those types of things, and, you know, great to see the Calgary Flames helping out the AJHL team here in Olds, and obviously the Innisfail Eagles there as well. So what does this mean for the future here, being able to pull it off once, you know, could this type of event happen again, Lau?
Well, I know we let the dust settle a little bit this week. Like, we obviously aren't going to start talking about a secondary concert right now, but definitely both groups at the end left here going, why not do this more? This venue was perfect for it, so you never know. I know Innisfail liked the venue quite a bit, and it was a great starting relationship with them. So we'll see. We'll keep those phones open with them, and in the future years, see what we can pull off here. But I think, if nothing else, it's a talent we should look at doing events like this in this building. No matter what time of year, we proved that it could work, and it was a good venue for it, like legitimately good venue.
Yeah, the Sports Complex here in Olds hosting the Honky Tonk and Honky Talk event on Saturday night. And again, thank you one more time to all of the volunteers from all of the organizations involved in that that helped pull off that great event. A big thank you to Lyle Peterman of the Olds Grizzlies for joining us here at the first intermission.